Thank you. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are, and I worship you because of who you are, and I worship you because of who you are, and I worship you because of who you are, and I worship you because of who you are. One thing I desire, only this I seek, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. One thing I desire, only this I seek, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell, dwell, dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. There are no words, there's nothing left. Our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left. Our love sings to you. There's nothing left. All love sings to you. Oh, there are no words. There's nothing left. All love sings to you. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter.
Dear Lord, we honor you. We adore you. We appreciate you with everything that we have. As flawed human beings, Lord, We give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've done, you are doing, and that you will do for us to bring us closer to you and to fulfill your will and purpose. Please bless our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Keep them near you. Keep them safe. Keep them covered. Keep them steadfast and moving and pressing towards your mark of the high calling for their lives, Lord. Bless the Artist Life family that powers this call, Lord, that motivates us, that gives us products to heal our bodies. Lord knows we need a healing now more than ever. Bless each and every individual of the Artist Life family. And Lord, bless our leaders, our team members, everyone that makes this call possible, Lord, for we know without you, nothing is possible. 10 years of service on the Master's call, and we want another 10 years and beyond, Lord. Oh, hear our prayer. Bless each and every family that's represented on this call, everyone who gets up every morning from the East Coast to the West Coast to the North and South to get on this call and carve out time in their day, pre-planning the night before, setting their alarms to be sure and be able to hear the praise and the worship and the greeting and the host and the ministering on this call, Lord. Oh, we need you in a mighty way today. Psalms 27 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of Jehovah, our Lord, in the land of the living. And I say unto each and every one of you, wait for Jehovah. Be strong and let thy heart take courage. Oh, we need strength and courage, Lord, on this day. Yea, wait thou for Jehovah. That comes from Psalms 27. Oh, we know the Lord is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathways. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Thank you so much, Minister, for greeting and seating our guest this morning. Now, the voice that you're listening to is Bonita, and I am residing in the great state of Ohio, along with the next voice that you will hear, Minister Kaylin. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And on behalf of co-founders, Drs. Vanessa Weatherspoon and PK Roberts, we welcome you into our telecommunication sanctuary. We're going to ask you to have a seat, put on your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready for the word that's going to come forth this morning. I don't have much to say because our beautiful new member to the family, Minister Bruce, gave you a lot of the backdrop of this call, founded in October 2010. And the Psalm scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13. But to you, O Lord, I have cried out. But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And that prayer that Minister Ruth just did was just so anointed and timely. We've come here as a family to enrich, enhance, and empower you as you begin your day. Now, I'm not going to take away from the time that this awesome next voice that you're going to hear. So I'm going to ask you to use our website to view hers and all other speakers' bios. There is a buffet of information. And on that website, you will notice that there are previous messages. There is just a buffet, and I would encourage you to use that website as a daily part of your menu in nourishing your spiritual meal. This is also a great gift. Anytime that you are writing a card, New Year's card or birthday or holiday, why don't you just put a loving thought of you www.themasterscall.net and just send that along, because that is the gift that's going to keep on giving. Our website again is www.themasterscall.net. We are, like Dr. Vanessa just said, we are closing the door on 2020 and opening the door on a new year. But for 2020, our theme is, because we still have time in 2020, right? So we're not just going to blow past the blessings of God. Our theme is, with supernatural eyes of faith in you and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen, must be released, because we want to be mirror images of our Father, right? We want to be the light in dark places. We want to be understood. We want to understand rather than understood, right? We want to be, emulate what our Father would have us be. So you heard Minister Ruth speak of ARDYSS, A-R-D-Y-S-S, ARDYSS International. Now, that is the thread that brought many of us together. It is a health and wellness company that has been in existence almost 30 plus years. So we are delighted to tell you about ARDYSS International. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, please ask the person that referred you to this call, or you can send an email to info@themasterscall.net. I'll say it again, info@themasterscall.net. Now, you can send an email there about ARDYSS, or if you would like to greet, or as Psalmist Kaylin just heavily brought us through, if you have a song, a angelic song, a voice, please send an email to info@themasterscall.net if you want to minister us in, if you want to greet, if you'd like to host, or if you have a word that you'd like to share. We also take our prayer requests and our praise reports at that email. And either Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, or our lovely prayer general, Minister Henry Terrell. I'm telling you, that woman works 24 hours a day for the Lord. She is such a backbone. I love you, Minister Henry. I love her. Anyway, go there, send an email. Let us know if you want to come on and be a part of this team. So the next call after this is the new morning motivational call. Today is, as Minister C, well, she does, she'll notify all of us the day before, Minister Henry Terrell, and let us know what we're doing. And then sometimes she even calls some of us to make sure we're going to do it. That's what I told on you, girl. Love you. So today is Wednesday, and today for the morning motivational call, and I'm trying to get out the way because you're going to get a word that's going to blow your socks off today. It's Wednesday, and today is Awareness Wednesday. And their number is immediately after this one is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617#. Now, get something to write with, because there is a new number. If you're being charged by some strange reason, if your carrier is charging you for these calls to spiritually nourish your body, and physically nourish your body by ARDYSS products, we have a bridge number which will you can use. It's 716-293-9707. This is a number that can be used to bypass any charges that the carrier might want to charge you. The devil is a lie. Okay, so drum roll, please. And that's right. Get ready. Put your spiritual seatbelt on, because you know what? The first half of what you heard, that angelic voice, the vessel that brought her to this earth is going to be the next voice that you're going to hear. The next voice is Minister Keisha Lee, born in this great state of Ohio, I'm not going to get in the way of what she's got to offer. I want to give her the full time. But you can go to that website, www.themasterscall.net, and read her bio, the wonderful woman of God that she is, the mother that she is, the wife that she is. Excuse me, the wife that she is. She attends to her church member since she was 24. The list goes on. The list just goes on and on and on. She has a lot of hats. She wears a lot of hats. It's been my pleasure to know her. Now I'm in Ohio. I might get to put my arms around her neck, but the next voice, because I want to make sure she's got the full time to minister to us today, Minister Keisha Lee, please come to the floor.
Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Loud and clear, my sister.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So excited that we now share the same state. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Ohio once again. Thank you for hosting today. Thank you, Minister Psalmist Kaitlin, for ushering us into the presence of God because of who you are. And dearest Father, love those worship songs, and thank you once again. Thank you, Minister Ruth, my prayer partner, for seating and greeting us and that powerful prayer. Appreciate you, ma'am. And to our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, mighty, mighty women of God, thank you for your service. Thank you for your obedience, and thank you for your sacrifice to the TMC call. God bless each and every one of you. My title on today is Resolution of Repentance. Matthew 4:17 is my scripture. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." A brief definition of resolution is a decree, a act, operation, or process of resolving. Repentance, to absolutely surrender, change your mind, or change direction. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we welcome your presence here. Have your way now, Holy Spirit. Fall fresh on us this day. We thank you for who you are to each and every one of us. We bow our hearts this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are grateful that you are the truth, and you chose each one of us to be here this morning in agreement to lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Forgive us, mighty God, for any sins knowingly and unknowingly. Wash us thoroughly in the blood of Jesus. We glorify your holy name, Yeshua. We're grateful for your birth, your death, your burial, and your resurrection. You are the true and living Savior, our Redeemer. Touch us now. Touch us forever. Touch this prayer being spoken. Touch this word today. Touch our families, every loved one, in ways that only you can. Replace some things, mighty God. Renew some things. Restore some things. Send your revival, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the glory with the highest of praise, which is hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have a snippet of a song that's been in my heart and in my spirit, and I want to sing a little bit of it. It says, "Living, you love me. Dying, you save me. Buried, you carry my sins far away. But then rising, you justified and free me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day." I said, "Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But then rising, he justified and freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day." I say, "Send it on down. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down." I say, "Send it on down. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down." Hallelujah. That was in my spirit, and I just wanted to get that off my chest. So God, bless the ears on this call today. All the glory and all the power belongs to the Lord. He is gracious to give us some authority to take dominion here on earth, and that's by the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is needed in this hour. Every day we need the power of the Holy Ghost. Even though the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of us, sometimes we need a fresh and a new touch, a flow from heaven's throne, an overflow of his fresh blood to run over in our life. Why? Because we face with circumstances and situations and problems that are sometimes in our control and a lot of times out of our our control. We need a jolt of his anointing to stir us up. In 2 Timothy 1:6, it says, stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. Who hands? It's God's hands, his mighty hand and his outstretched arm. The word of God tells us not only in the book of Joel, but also in the book of Acts, starting at 2:16. It says, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Very powerful scripture. Peter was speaking here on the day of Pentecost, but he knew that it would be a greater outpouring thereafter because of the prophecy that was spoken by Joel. And this was the people of God. And we know that the people of God should truly yearn for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the infilling to take place, because souls need to be saved in this hour. And through God sending his revival, it'll be through God sending his revival through the earth. Have you asked the Lord lately, believers, send a revival, Lord? Have you asked him that? I have. And if so, praise God. And if not, it's needed now. It's that question need to be asked now. The earth and the people are longing for something great such as this. I like it where it says in Isaiah 44:3, for I will pour water, and we know he's the living water, upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the seed and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water course. Can you visualize that? The Lord, that we stand under your open heaven, please pour on us. We stand in a gap for each family member, each friend, naturally and spiritually. We desire for each of them to be blessed by the best beyond measure. Sometimes we just have to say, it is us, O God, standing in a need of prayer. We make a decree right now, mighty God, and we ask, Lord, and we need you, Father God, to send your kingdom blessings to be released. Hallelujah. What does that look like? It definitely is not a house, it's nor a car, nor clothes, because the word of God says that what profits a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Even though these things are essential, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He will provide. We have to seek the righteous ways, and we know that his ways are only right. The word of God says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's not what goes in that defiles us, but it's what comes out. And a lot of times we have to ask our own selves, what are we speaking daily? What are we speaking frequently? What is our thought process? Is it in line with the Word of God? Is it in tune with the Holy Spirit? Are we allowing too much TV and radio and people dictate our way of thinking, the way we speak or treat others? Are we allowing social platforms to consume us by the flesh of the eyes? Do we then begin to covet what others have or are doing? The answer should be absolutely not. I know as believers we are not bluntly sinning against God, but sometimes it be the smallest of things that creep in and set up shop and take root in our spirit man and begin to grow if we're not careful. So I'm not only talking to the believers that's on this call today, but if there's any unbeliever that may be on this call today, that as we're leaving a season that hit us in ways unexpectedly, we're heading to a new season and a new year where we are expecting the greater. We're expecting change and turnarounds. We're looking for victories. We're looking for healing and deliverances, wealth and growth. And some might even say that they didn't miss a beat. But we know that many have, and we know that many have been affected this year with the things that's been going on. We're looking for the kingdom blessings to come forth in our lives and in our nation. We serve the King of Glory, one who can make every crooked path straight and every rough place smooth. He's the God of a turnaround. He's the great I am. He's the lily in the valley. He's the Prince of Peace, the Alpha and the Omega, Lord of all lords, and he can do all things but fail. But there's a place in our life that we have to get to and stay at, and that's having the resolution of repentance. Not that we out here sinning daily, but as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, that I die daily. We have to die daily to our flesh that gets in the way of the things of God. I know I speak for myself and some others. Our intentions meant well, but we fell short in the past making resolutions that we just couldn't or didn't keep. But in Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken it, and shall he not make it come to pass, make it good. His promises are true. He says he will never leave us nor forsake us. His grace is sufficient. His mercies are new every morning. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Having a resolution of repentance can bring about a refreshing time. It allows his presence to come in and saturate our very being, sustains us in hard times. His presence brings a supernatural strength and a stretch in due times. It allows us to take dominion over things throughout that might cause us to sin. His presence releases his revelation in the right now moments. His presence produces purpose that puts us in right position in which he has called us to be. Let us have the posture and heart like King David when he purchased the threshing floor to make an altar unto the Lord, to intercede on behalf of family and friends in this nation. And now that it will cost, and know that it will cost us some things, a life of repentance, a life of holiness, a life of righteousness, to see his favor, to see his kingdom blessings. In Isaiah 35, it talked about the kingdom blessings coming forth, that the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, the lame will leap, the tongue of the dumb shall sing. In the wilderness, waters will break out in streams in the deserts. The parched ground becomes a pool. The thirsty land springs of water, and the highway called the way of holiness will be our way. So I say to you today, let resolution be your repentance. Let your resolutions be start with your repentance. I'm sorry about saying that. Allow your resolution to begin with repentance in this new year. And that's what I would like to share with you today. So many times, us as believers, even unbelievers, we make resolutions that we cannot keep, that we cannot stand on. We mean well, as I said earlier, but we need to start with the place of repentance, and that's what we have to do. As Paul said, I die daily, and we have to die daily to some things because we allow things to creep in that we may not think can this big or that's causing us to shift off the highway of holiness. But we have to start with repentance so God, we can allow God to do what he needs to do so the earth can be healed in this new year. So I turn it back over to the host, and I pray that each and every ear that was here was blessed on today. Host, are you there?
Well, thank you for that word and some instructions for us to follow as we enter into 2021. Family, again, my name is Bonita, and we welcome you to our telecommunication sanctuary. I'm going to ask that you gift someone today by giving them this number, which is the replay number for instructions, right? That my minister gave us, Kai gave us instructions on what to do as we enter into the next phase, the new 2021. Thank you so much for that message. The replay number is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN, 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Just going to relaxing my mind so I can come forth with a brief prayer. Father God, we thank you for that word that you sent to us through your child to tell us to guide us into instructions on as we go into a new phase, another chapter of our life on repentance. Father, we thank you so much. We're going to ask you to fill minister back up, so that she can nourish us again. We're going to ask you to allow us to just savor that word and just nourish on that word because it was truly sent from you, Father. We appreciate her. We're going to ask you, Father, also to keep our co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts and Vanessa Weatherspoon. Keep them, Father, as they journey on to a new year and as they come forth with new ideas for 2021, with new missions, Father, as they listen intently to your word and guide us into the next phase. And, Father, we just appreciate them so much, Father. We ask you, Father, to cover all our prayer requests on the line. There are names and situations that are not are surprised to you, Father. We ask you to cover them, your children. There is nothing that is happening in our life, Father, that you are not aware of, that you did not know of, Father. It might be a surprise to us that we are in a financial situation, that we have lost a family member, that we may be sick and suffering in our bodies, Father, but it is not new to you. But we ask you, Father, to help us, to guide us, to learn, to teach us to lean on you, Father. We ask you, Father, to keep the TMC members, all of your children that are in the marketplace and sharing your word and just keeping a place of love and direction, Father, that folks can come to Monday through Friday, that folks can refer to in a website, Father, that they can help be guided by you, Father. We thank you for this TMC family, Father. We ask you to cover the Artists International, Father. Artists International family, Father. We ask you to keep them, Father, with the products that are helping so many, Father, the testimonies that have changed lives, Father. We thank you, Father, that you have put this company in our path. Father God, guide us through the rest of this day. Keep us through the rest of this day, Father. Thank you for everything that you have done, will do, and continue to do for us. In my brother's name, Jesus, amen. We thank you for being guest on this call today. Again, that playback number to hear the message that came forth today about repentance and instructions on developing or creating your resolution would be 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. And then after this call is the morning motivational call, or the new motivational call is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617#. Thank you, Minister Kaylin. You helped us. You brought us in, and then it ended with your mom. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for hosting or greeting everyone, and we just want to thank you collectively from our telecommunication members. Thank you, family, for joining us today. The next voice you will now hear will be the minister that brought the word.
Thank you, Minister Benita. Now may the God of all hope fill you with all joy, peace, and believing, and that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. I say to the TMC call, be blessed and happy new year to you all.